Distinguished Chair, the Russian Federation considers the Convention on Certain Kinds of Conventional Weapons as the optimal forum for the examination of issues relating to lethal autonomous weapon systems, given its unique nature. Moving this issue to any other international forum, including within the United Nations, would be counterproductive. We draw attention to the fact that the compliance with existing obligations under export control regimes in the context of lethal autonomous weapon systems should be discussed in the relevant export control formats. We greatly value the work of the GGE and the considerable results which have been achieved in this group, including the adoption in 2019 of the guiding principles. We welcome the approval by the meeting of high contracting parties to the CCW of a new discussion mandate of the group up until 2026. The mandate of the group provides for the comprehensive discussion of all of the tasks and issues before it, taking account of all previously agreed options by the group of ways in which you could regulate the use and development of laws, including taking account of existing IHL without any additional norms. It cannot be reduced just to formulating a set of elements of a legally binding instrument that has already been focused upon by some individual delegations, and in particular, it does not provide for negotiations on the development of any particular document. We consider that, pursuant to the mandate of the group, we will conduct a balanced analysis of all existing norms and principles of international humanitarian law applicable to lethal autonomous weapon systems. And that understanding has been reflected in the report of the group of governmental experts of 2022. It is our premise that the work of the GGE should be conducted fully in line with the goals and purposes of the Convention and should not extend beyond the scope of this. We note the importance of contracting parties being provided with the required level of expertise, and so the further inclusion of representatives of industry and academia in the discussions of topics relating to laws. We note that the principles of humanity, the dictates of public conscience, as well as the human rights component, cannot be used as the absolute and sole condition for the introduction of any restrictive or prohibitive regimes on certain kinds of weapons. To conclude, I wish to say that we count upon the group of governmental experts being able to agree, taking into account the opinions of all contracting parties, on substantive conclusions and recommendations to be presented to the 7th CCW Review Conference. We would request you, distinguished Chair, to take account, as you develop the recommendations and conclusions, the considerations of the Russian Federation as set forth in our working paper, which has already been published on the internet site of this session of the group. Thank you.